I, Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela.
Nelson Mandela has been the face of South Africa's struggle from the dark days of apartheid to the democratic rainbow nation it is today. 20 years after he was elected as South Africa's first black president, and months after his death, he's still the face of the ruling ANC. But opposition leader Helen Zille says Mr. Mandela's party has strayed far from his ideals. Her Democratic Alliance, the largest of many opposition parties in South Africa, has slammed President Jacob Zuma for a series of high-profile corruption scandals.
Well, the big face of this election, sadly, is not Nelson Mandela, it's Jacob Zuma. And that symbolizes what the ANC has become under Jacob Zuma. And that comparison is there for everybody to make.
The latest scandal to hit Mr. Zuma, the ANC's leader, is a report by the Public Protector, alleging he spent more than $20 million in public funds for lavish upgrades to his personal home. But these scandals do not appear to have swayed ANC stalwarts who say they can never repay Mr. Mandela's party for ending apartheid and its many racist restrictions. Selina Madida is one of them and refers to Mr. Mandela by his clan name, Madiba.
Before Madiba, me wasn't right to come here to Joburg. Was asked me must go back to Newcastle. Must hold my ID everywhere where I go. Now it's not like this. Because it's Madiba.
Analyst and journalist Khadija Patel, who runs the website Essay Votes 2014, says many parties have used Mr. Mandela's image, but only the ANC can still claim his endorsement, especially after Mr. Mandela bequeathed money in his will to the party.
It's really the ANC who still have the actual evidence of them being the actual party of Mandela. Whether they are, they still uphold or they still live up to his, you know, to his vision is another thing, or, you know, altogether. But certainly they have the endorsement of Mandela from the grave.
Will voters show the ANC the love that they showed to the father of this nation? Recent polls seem to indicate that they will, and that come May 7th, the ANC will win with more than two-thirds of the vote. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
By our presence here, and by our celebrations in other parts of our country and the world, confer glory